Good morning, everyone. My name is Adyan, and I'm an E11 student at John Murnau Science School. When I was thinking about what leadership means to me for this event, my mind didn't go to a big moment or a title. It went back to primary school in year 4, when I was happily playing handball with my friends, but was supposed to be participating in a debating competition, and my mom appeared out of nowhere, grabbed me by my arm and yelled, "You have debating now!" This was my first taste of being responsible, even if I didn't exactly choose it. In year 6, I went for school captain, and I didn't get it. At that age, it felt bigger than it was, but looking back, it wasn't a setback. It was just the first sign that leadership wasn't going to be a linear journey. Then came high school. In year 7, I joined SRC and became assistant house captain. In year 8, I took on SRC again and became sports captain, which mainly meant turning any game of dodgeball into the Olympics. In year 8 and year 9, I received leadership awards, and in year 9, I was debating captain who joined debating properly, this time without needing to be escorted there. When I moved into my senior years, leadership started to feel different. It wasn't about badges or positions anymore, it was about people. In year 11, I became a peer mentor at JMSS, guiding year 10s through a new school, new subjects, and the overall intricacies of VCE. And now in my final year of schooling, I have the privilege of serving as school captain. Somewhere along that journey, I realized something important. Leadership isn't built the moment someone hands you a title. It's built quietly, long before anyone calls you a leader. It's in the way you treat people when no one is watching, the way you handle pressure, and the way you show up for others without expecting any feedback. And part of how I learned that was through watching leaders I admire. For me, one of those peoples is Sir John Monash, and not just because my school is named after him, but because he led with clarity, calmness, and a focus on bringing people together. He once said, "Equip yourself for life, not solely for your own benefit, but for the benefit of the rest of the community." That idea has always grounded me, because it turns leadership from a performance into a responsibility. It's small, steady things like listening, supporting, organizing, and guiding, and doing it even when it's inconvenient. And that's something I see everywhere in our Monash community. This is a place where leadership doesn't always look like a title. You know, it's stepping up in their cultural group, or running an initiative quietly when no one is watching. Or it's helping friends get through tough weeks, and it's making spaces for voices that aren't usually heard. What I really love about our Monash community and why I'm proud to stand here is that it isn't one type of leadership. It's not one background. It's not one personality. It's diverse, busy, dynamic in the best way, full of people who bring different values, different strengths, and different ways of showing up. Being part of Monash Youth has made me realize that young people aren't future leaders. We're already leading now. Not in dramatic, world-changing ways, but in real, grounded ways that shape the people around us. As we look around this room, every person here contributes something to their school, their family, their community, or their peers. And when you put all of that together, what do we get? We get a network of leadership that actually means something. So tonight, more than anything, I would like to acknowledge that. And all of us in this room from different cultures, schools, stories, and experiences are part of a community that doesn't wait for permission to be lead. We already do, in every way, big and small. Thank you.